your big thing is you want to grow with LinkedIn Live, right? Your primary mode of communication is live streaming, and that's something you got a weekly show. How does this translate into growing your LinkedIn Live?
By and large, I've primarily focused on large scale events, and there's reason and there's strategic reason for it. Most LinkedIn Lives are going to get less than 10 people. Oh, and by the way, I teach all of this. So if you're interested, let me know. Because what I'm about to talk about is extremely high level strategy in the way that I operate. And I very rarely talk about this for free. So here's the benefit of working with LinkedIn Live. So you've gained an audience, and to be truthful, until you gain an audience of about 5,000, there's not really going to be much return on it. But once you get past that,
you're talking about 5,000 connections or followers.
I would say 1,000 to 3,000 connection point, maybe 5,000 followers. And the reason I bring this up is because I don't like doing things with no viewership. If I'm going to do something, there has to be a level of intentionality behind it. And that's not vanity. It's just the one thing we can't get back is our time. As a parent, as somebody that's working, like, if I'm going to give my time, I want people to show up for it. The reason that I choose to do events as opposed to weekly podcasts is because I'm OCD and super attentive to detail, and I know how much work I would put into a weekly podcast. So for me, if I'm going to do that, I want to get that return. The thing with LinkedIn is, and I'm going to use Restream as an example. or let's use StreamYard since that's what we're on. So if I set up an event in StreamYard, and I hook it up to all my different channels, it goes to LinkedIn. So now LinkedIn's creating a post, which is an event that's getting scheduled. So within LinkedIn, you have an opportunity every week to get to push out 1,000 invites to your network. So let's say that I'm hosting an event and there's 10 people and I push it 10 weeks away. That means that if every person has 10,000 connections, then at the end of the day, we can send out 100,000 invitations for that one live. Now, obviously, the expectation is not for everybody to show up. The expectation would be, let's say, for maybe 5-10% of that number.
But you're talking like you and 9 guests or speakers.
Yeah.
You're filling up the panel, right?
Yeah, so, I'm using as an example.
Right.
But it's commensurate to a smaller scale.
Right.
So you set up all these people, you get 100,000 invites, you get, let's say, 10,000 respondents. Out of that 10,000 respondents, you have a higher likelihood of a larger amount showing up for two reasons. One, you've cast a wider net. Two, you've set it up so far enough in advance that people are more likely to block out time on their calendar. And if you're doing the right thing, and the right thing to me includes marketing, pushing out to email as leading up to the event, then you have the higher likelihood of return. The other reason I like doing live events is because I have opportunity to gain sponsorship. If they know it's going to be 10 weeks out and I'm pushing out promotionary material, then I could say to them, you're going to get 10, 15 pieces within this 10 week period. And now you're looking at not having to do it for free, or being able, a lot of people don't realize this, you may be able to trade product. So you have all of this, and then the day of the event, you get 1,000 viewers. Well, that's going to be a heck of a lot more than the less than 10 you would get just by showing up. In addition to that, now you're looking at the multi-purposing of content, the bridging the gap, the cutting up. You could take that content and then you could have replays. You do whatever you want. In my specific case, I know I have a global audience. I have a tremendous amount of people in Australia, New Zealand, and India that pay attention to my stuff. So I'm going to go live, but then I'm also going to take that and do a live replay for those different time demographics, because that's going to give me another 30%. So whereas most people on LinkedIn don't understand this, when you actually look at the strategy behind it and you position yourself in the best way to get the maximum results, that's going to return, that's going to return the best ROI, and that's going to create the highest level of increase in terms of visibility for the next time. But, and I'll finish up by saying this, if you do that, there's two main issues. One is you're very rarely going to get all 10 people on board. There's always going to be a couple of floaters that don't do what you ask them to do. And two, you better create a really effing strong product, because if you're getting that amount of visibility and you show up and you have a potty accident in your pants, that's, you're gone.